Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You and me, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have much to cover today. I was thinking about this this morning. I thought to myself, you know what, Lord, are you using me in such a way to exhibit perhaps because I'm the guy that looks for an excuse to get out there and do something rather than looks for an excuse to not do anything. Are you using me to pull the excuses away from the people? And I thought about that because last night I drove from, 10 o'clock in the morning till 12:02 last night. I drove about 13 hours. I drove 697 miles. We can round it up to 700 miles. To get here because we are in live from Michigan right now and in the process of doing what? Well, we got a date on March 13th, which is tonight at Wayne County in Gillard Church. That's at 12501 Telegraph Road, Taylor, Michigan. And then on Tuesday, March 14th, we're going to be at Macomb County, Metro Church of Christ, 4100 Dodge Park Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan. And then on Wednesday, March 15th, we're going to be at Genesee and Saginaw County, Judson Baptist Church, 4461 East Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. And then on Thursday, March 16th, St. Clair County, Grace Bible Church, 1600 Vine Street, St. Clair, Michigan. March 17th, we're going to be at Lapeer County, New Life Christian Church, 4411 Newark Road. And then after that, folks, we're going to actually be, okay, so we got 5 dates. Then we're also going to be preaching on Saturday, and that will be right here if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, top left side of that page. And you can see what we're showing you also on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And then on March 18th, we're going to be at Big Tommy's. That's 4380 Grand River Avenue, Novi, Michigan. And I suspect that the Lord is using this boy that you're beholding even now to be just that example because I've been on fire since day one. When I was born of the fire, folks, one thing that I can tell you for sure is I've never settled for the smoke. And the Bible tells us that we are to be ministers of the flames of fire. And that's exactly what this is all about. It's about the people. It's about going out there and seeking and saving that which is lost. Because if we're not doing that, then how is it that we expect that we're going to be saved? If we have no desire for others to be saved, what makes us think that we're saved? It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, one of the things that we hear in the American church is, oh, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. And isn't it interesting, a hireling has told you that because it's not scriptural for a man to tell you that you're going to heaven, no more than he should tell you to go to hell, though we do judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, and the church is to be called fruit inspectors. No question about it. No question about it, folks. But the fact of the matter is, we are called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. And if our hearts set it right, that's exactly what we're going to do, because it was King David in Psalm 2 that said, Lord, give unto me as the heathen is thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is thine. And I want to tell you what, folks, that's exactly what the Lord has been doing with this punk kid. And I'm talking about me. You know, it reminds me of a quote by D.L. Moody, where he had said that Moses spent 40 years of his life trying to basically gloat in who he was, and then he spent 40 years finding out who he wasn't, and then he spent the rest of his life where the Lord was showing him what a man, what the Lord will do with a man that is nothing, and that is exactly right. Because once we realize that we are nothing, that's when God picks us up and pushes us out there to do his biddings, and that is his heart. Read Matthew 4:19. The Bible says clearly that if we follow the Christ, we're going to become fishers of men. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let me say that one more time concerning what Dwight Moody said, D.L. Moody, as they rightly call him, a famous Chicago preacher. He said Moses spent 40 years thinking he was somebody, and then he spent 40 years learning he was nobody, and then 40 years discovering what God can do with a nobody. Let me say that one more time. That's exactly right. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And that is so true, because it's not me that lives, but Christ that liveth in me, Galatians 2:20. D.L. Moody again said, Moses spent 40 years thinking he was somebody, 40 years learning he was nobody, right? Can we all raise our hands? And then the rest of his life, 40 years discovering what God can do with a nobody, folks. Oh, my goodness. That's how he's glorified. When you look at the book of 1 Corinthians, it talks about the first chapter, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Folks, Christianity, again, is not about us. It's about seeing him glorified through us. And he desires us to yield himself to us, that he might send us out as ambassadors. And it's exactly what he's doing here again. Folks, if you're just joining us, we are broadcasting live from Michigan. We got 6 dates here. We're going to be out there on the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and the 18th. So we are going to be some busy little bees over the next week. And if you're in Michigan, please take the time to come out and see us. Don't give me your excuses about how you live an hour away or 2 hours away, folks. We just drove 700 miles last night. We drove 13 hours from 10 o'clock in the morning till 12:02 last night consistently. It went pretty good and went pretty quick. And the reason I'm saying this, folks, is action speaks a lot louder than words, doesn't it? Well, I hope my actions speak a lot louder than my words, because I'm happy to be in Michigan, because we love the folks in this state, and we see that they're in some dire times in a big, serious way. So, folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We are set up on Comrex. And what we're going to be talking about today, folks, is I got to tell you, folks, you're not going to see a lot out there as to what we're about ready to show you. If you've not heard of Yuval Harari, Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. Oh, by the way, Bill Gates is in the family as well, as we all know it. And so is Trump. And so is the current governors across the United States of America that are taking orders from the likes of these. I'm about ready to show you Joseph Goebbels' twin brother. And if you want to talk about the Fourth Reich being on the horizon, folks, that's exactly what you're about ready to see. Let's hit a couple topics, and we'll get to the main topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Let's just get into this. I want to highlight some of the things that we, of course, many overlook, I should say. And the fact of the matter is, if you read Amos 8:3, you'll see and understand exactly what's happening here. But we have Denise Russo, VH1's The X Life Star. She's dead, folks, at 44 years old. Then we have Chief Legends Otis Taylor. She dies at 80. And again, just for the record, let me make clear, I'm not saying everybody's died from the experimental jab, but I am telling you to pay attention to the timing of all of this. Because it was a purposed genocide, and it continues to go forward. And, again, you'll see more of this in just a couple minutes. Louis Largent, MTV, VJ, on 120 Minutes, he dies at 58 years old. Again, this stuff you just can't make up, folks, as to what's going on here. We also have a biologist, a famous biologist, Francisco Aelia. He died most recently. And, again, the list goes, excuse me, and the list goes on. South African rapper Costa Titch dies after performing at a music festival. Oh, by the way, I want my friends on social media platforms to watch this one. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some footage here, friends, of this rapper who was performing live, 28-year-old South African rapper, dies suddenly after collapsing on stage mid-performance. Now, I will equate this, folks, to the experimental jab, no question about it. But again, I want you to watch this. This is, again, a 28-year-old rapper in South Africa who was just recently doing his ditty, folks, and this is what happened live in front of the world. As he's rapping, as you can well see on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, he falls once. He continues his best to keep going on. He's starting to wobble back and forth, and then he falls down on the side of the stage, and as they pick him up, folks, they find that he is completely dead. Now, I'm certain someone's going to go to the authorities, the mainstream media, and they're going to ask the question, well, what do you think happened to this rapper? And they're going to give them some elongated answer, and we all know it's just not true as to what we're being told concerning these sudden deaths that are happening all across the world on a consistent basis. Let me remind everybody really quick as well, friends, we've never seen anything like this before. This is unprecedented. I had a friend, as a matter of fact, I just talked to his brother yesterday on the way out to Michigan here, and he had just passed away from kidney cancer. And the first thing I asked him is, did he get the shot? Did he get the experimental jabs? And what's interesting about that, folks, is it took him, and his brother gave me the answer, of course, that he didn't know. But he gave me the answer concerning why it took him 17 days after he died as to why they're going to have a funeral in the state of Minnesota. In other words, I asked the question, can you tell me why it's taken 17 days since he's died for you to have his funeral? 17 days. I can tell you why it's taken 17 days. Because like my friend out in Arizona, when we went on the ride-along, he had shared with us, friends, concerning his friend that was a mortician in a local township outside of Pinal County in Arizona when he unsolicitedly told me that his friend that is that mortician, he said that the numbers of people dying is astronomical right now. How come we're not hearing about this through the mainstream media, friends? Again, because it doesn't set the narrative. But what I'm going to be doing, folks, in just a couple minutes here, I'm going to be showing you the people that are responsible for this genocide, okay? If you've seen everything, I can promise you right now, you have not seen everything yet. And I would also petition and solicit my friends out there, for those that may believe that all these things that we're saying over here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com are saying are completely theories. I would say that now is the time for you to get them on the show so they can watch for themselves. And if that may not be the case, go ahead and share at will. Please do share, because I promise you, you've never seen anything like this as to what I'm about to show you in just a little bit here concerning those that are somehow or another allowed to set the narrative. Why? I don't understand, but they are. Okay? Did you see this, folks? Did you see this? And I'm not going to go on to the Democratic Party, because the only things that the Democrats, as they call them, are doing is what the Republicans are allowing them to do. Let's put this into perspective. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it another 100 times, that the Democrats, the left, is the fruit of the right and what it is that they tolerate. Because the only thing that we see ever are the grillings that are given unto us by what we're taught to believe are the right, when in fact they're nothing short of a bunch of Uncle Toms making sure that everybody's kept in line. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to see that the top, as it was reported by Pamela Geller on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the top Democrat on January 6th committee, listen carefully, Americans, this is what you're putting up with. We actually didn't review any of the surveillance video. Let me say it again. This top Democrat on January 6th committee said we actually didn't review any of the surveillance video. Here, let me do something since we're live. I want to know how many are in jail right now, in jail because of January 6th. Let's see what we come up with here, friends. Or how many were charged. Okay, the first thing that pulls up here, January 6th, 2023, roughly 350 individuals have been sentenced for their January 6th activities. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. What is it that they've been charged for? By the way, out of the 350 that have been charged, there were 950 that were actually charged overall. These 350 have been sentenced in scope of the 950. If they didn't view the tapes, then how is it that they prosecuted them, and how is it that they threw them in jail? Hey, folks, the first thing, this is what happens to a lawless society. This is what happens when you continuously take it for the mainstream media's narrative. Folks, do you understand that all of this, that which is going on, is a browbeating session taking place on the American people by corruption that you tolerate? Do you understand that this is nothing short of fatiguing you into compliance? This is happening in this country because the majority of the American people are allowing the Republicans and the Democrats to sell you down the river to the highest bidder, Luke 22:48. That's what this is all about. How is it that you can walk together with people like this, Amos 3:3, read Psalm 94:20? How is it that you think that somehow or another your kids are going to be okay when you're gone by tolerating this? The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19, what they mean to do to you in judgment, if they're found out to be liars, you're to do back to them. Now, we're talking about those that are on a committee concerning January 6th, and they're actually indicting and prosecuting people for evidence that's missing. I mean, isn't the first thing that you do when you get pulled over by a police officer is, what did I do wrong? What law did I break? The Bible says in Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. You don't know that you've done anything until the law shows you that. Now, what happens when there's no law? Read Romans 4:15. Without the law, there's no transgression. Americans, you're not the law anymore. You're not playing the law. And what I'm saying is, you're not holding these people accountable to their position of servitude in this limited government in holding up the law, folks. They're tearing down the law. This is why what we see here is a bunch of villains and clowns and morons. And as we sit there and call them villains, clowns, and morons, who are accomplices to these crimes? Let me ask you, what if it was one of those 350 people that were incarcerated illegally by the corruption that's tolerated by the American people? What would you do if that was one of your family members? Would you want the country to wake up and bring justice? Because you got to remember, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And guess what's happening, folks? There is massive injustice taking place. Every single one of those that have been indicted and charged that's in jail right now should be removed. They should have retribution, and the consequence should fall to those that threw them in jail illegally. Because without doing just what I just said, Americans, you're going to lose it all. Because rest assured, they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Do you remember the Omnibus bill that treasonous Joe Biden signed? Do you remember all the money in there that was to set up new FBI agencies and headquarters? Do you remember all the money that was allocated for attorneys to basically suppress people like those that hold to the law and to the word of God? You know what I'm talking about? Yes, that applies to you too if you call yourself a Christian patriot and or a conservative. Folks, when we come right back, I'm going to get one more thing and then we're going to get to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reassurance from President Biden this morning after the government took over 2 banks.
Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe.
The president says all depositors at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank will have access to their money. The president's in San Diego hosting the prime ministers of Australia and Great Britain. Big topic at that meeting, security in the Pacific, especially regarding China. New York's governor's telling people to prepare today, then hunker down tomorrow as a big nor'easter slams the northeast. Meanwhile, yet another atmospheric river is set to hit California tomorrow. The bridge connecting El Paso, Texas with Juarez, Mexico is open again. It was closed yesterday after more than 1,000 people rushed it from the Mexican side. Many had heard a rumor they would be allowed to cross into the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, folks, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're broadcasting live out of Michigan. We've got six dates here. And again, we're going to be some busy little bees. Luke 19:10. Read it for yourselves. I also want to let you know if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Now, folks, I want to segue perfectly into what we're going to be doing here because it will, with the help of the Holy Ghost here. But I just want to highlight some of the things that they're trying to do in force playing their hand by pushing you through totalitarian methods to force you to comply. And what we're seeing, folks, and we've seen this since 2005 in this country when they started pushing the whole gay agenda, literally down the throats and against the will of the people in this country, we're seeing that the USA powerlifting must let transgender athletes compete in women's division after losing discrimination case. Okay, so here, let me tell you what's going to happen. Instead of the people that are just going to go along with this, because we see over and over and over again, wherever the sodomites or the lesbians get involved and they force themselves into situations, they destroy it. Of course they do. They're self-condemned. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Matter of fact, I remember when they were starting to push themselves into Boy Scouts of America, I told you on this radio program exactly what it was about. And then only two or three years later, we come out and we see that they're reporting that billions of dollars have been compensated to the victims of those kids that have been violated by their scout masters. I told you that's what it was about, folks. Not one word of justice, by the way. But I want to tell you something. All of you violators, there's justice. Rest assured, not everybody's going to put up with your crimes against nature. You're an abomination. And the fact of the matter is, Scripture is clear in Luke 17:2. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and throw yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Well, again, I told everybody that's what was coming, and it happened because we understand what the whole gay agenda is predicated upon. And if you go back to the Gay Manifesto, which is in the Congressional Record, it's been there since 1987, folks. And so this is coming as no surprise as to what's happening here. But also keep in mind, when they started pushing themselves into the Boy Scouts, they lost 50% of their Boy Scouts instantaneously. And what did they do? They were making a prey out of the children. And that's what they did. And they exhibited themselves as to who they are and what it's all about. Well, they're going to do the same thing here. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to push the force play the people again to accept their abominable lifestyles. Let me make reference to the law. The Lord calls this an abomination. Okay, Leviticus 18:22. It also talks about when a man even dresses as a woman in Deuteronomy 22:5, that it's an abomination. For those that just want to go along, you need to understand that you are an accomplice to these crimes that are being committed. I also want to show you this, folks. This is brand new. Isn't it interesting? I want you to think about this. Isn't it interesting that the purpose of the law, the purpose of government, is to restrain men from violating or transgressing God's law. Forgive me. Restrain men from sin is what John Adams said. Okay? To maintain order, not to create disorder. Okay? To justify the righteous in condemning the wicked, not condemning the righteous and justifying the wicked. No, that's Isaiah 5:20. Also read Deuteronomy 25:1 before that. Okay? The government is the one responsible for sponsoring all this, friends. This is who your government is. This is what the government has been stacking the incumbent with. They've been stacking government positions, folks, and bureaucracies with what? Sodomite. Why sodomite? Well, ask Adolf Hitler why he did it. Why was his SS? Why were they masculine sodomites? Because they would do his biddings. They were extorted men and women. But going back to my point, isn't it interesting, friends, instead of magnifying the law against these criminals for their crimes against nature and against children, what does the mainstream media do? They come out just to prove my point and justify those that are facing off against the anti-LGBTQ. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. When you look at Scripture in Revelation 12:9-10, where Satan is the accuser of the brethren, and you go back to the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, remember that name, the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, he's the one that said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Do you see what the mainstream media is doing right here, friends? They're accusing those that are for the law as anti, when in fact it's the government doing it. And it shows you who dictates what the media in this country does. Well, that's not like a new revelation to anybody. I totally get it. But the point is they are blatantly telling you as to what their purpose is, folks, on so many different levels. And again, we need to put a stop to this. The ABC News, the propaganda outlet controlled by the CIA, the American version of the Gestapo, highlighted, meet the team facing off against anti-LGBTQ groups at Drag Queen Stories. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to listen to this, because, again, you can't make this up, folks, about what I'm ready to play for you. And I want you to listen what this sodomite has said, and you'll understand exactly why this is an abomination on so many different levels.
Abused. There are still many, many of us that live in areas that your life is in danger.
Your life is in danger, making themselves the victim, as they always do, as they're the ones committing the crime.
And I just want to make us be feared enough that we wouldn't even want to step out of our house, or we will just hide in the shadows, and that's not something that we should be doing.
This is against American law, friends. This is all against the law, but the sponsors are those that are incumbent, that are to uphold the law, that are doing their best in tearing down the law. That is not the purpose of government, folks. But that's what government in this country is doing now, is they are demonizing anybody that dares stand up against the illegalities of this sodomite agenda. Hey, folks, better to be on God's side than to be at war with God. We're highlighting meeting the team, facing off against anti-LGBTQ, RSTUVWXYZ groups at the drag queen story. And again, they're trying to put themselves in the position when, in fact, they're the ones responsible for committing the crime.
A friend of the show who will come in and teach us about evacuation tactics to make sure that we can keep our patrons safe if an occurrence happens, what our stopping points are to delay a violent attacker if that happens.
A violent attacker. Hey, folks, anybody know the history? Anybody paying attention to the history of groups such as Out Front and going inside of churches and attacking the preacher and the congregants inside of the church and throwing condoms at them or accusing others of crimes that they themselves committed against themselves? Anybody paying attention to the history of these people using little children to push forth their illegal agenda? Here's for the record from Bradley Dean. If I see this in Minnesota, I can promise you right now, folks, and I'm talking about these drag queen jokers committing their abominable crimes, trying to normalize their crimes with children, and notice they always have to have an audience of children, I will be the first ones to go in, me and others like me will be the first ones to go in and hold these individuals accountable by bringing in the law and showing them state statute concerning the crimes of these abominable individuals. I just want to make clear that we all understand that. And I mean what I say when I say that, folks. And I'm talking about a lawful remedy to the crimes that the government's trying to sponsor and the government's trying to normalize. Nope, ain't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. Oh, speaking of sodomites, I want to introduce you to somebody. This guy's name is Yuval Noah Harari. This is Klaus Schwab's sidekick. This is the twin brother to Joseph Goebbels. No joke. You want to see evil? You want to understand evil, folks? I'm going to show it to you right now. And, oh, by the way, as I said, Adolf Hitler stacked a circle of individuals around his government with sodomites. Remember that, okay? So I'm just going line upon line, precept upon precept. I want to introduce you to this guy, and then maybe as I go on line upon line, then you're going to begin to understand clear and clear as to who this guy is, because he's the one trying to call the shot behind the pandemic. You ready for this? Check this out.
Oh, very much so. As a gay man, it is crucial to know the difference between stories invented by humans and reality. The same ability is also crucial for scientific research. When I was young, I was told that all boys are attracted to girls, and I believed that. It took me a long time to realize that this is just a story invented by humans, and that the reality is that some boys love other boys, and I happen to be one of them. It is a great wisdom to accept reality as it is, even if it contradicts the stories most people believe. Similarly, many people say that there is a great big man in the...
Now he's mocking God.
I mean, if two men love one another. But this is just another imaginary...
It's an imaginary story.
If two men love one another and they don't harm anyone, what could possibly be wrong with them? No big man in the sky becomes angry about it. The only ones who get angry are all kinds of priests and robbers.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. He's a sick joker.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Michigan. As you can see, folks, we're in our studio, the hotel room right now, but we are out here doing six events, 13th through the 18th here, and we're happy to be here. If you're in Michigan, please come out to see us. If you're in one of the neighboring states, please do so as well. We've driven a long ways to see you. Let's make it count. Because folks, we're in some dire times, even today, as we all know. I was just highlighting the fact that, I wanted to introduce you to that of Joseph Goebbels' twin brother. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. He is Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. And y'all remember who Klaus Schwab is, right? He's the one trying to, forward the fourth Reich, the fourth generation, so many are trying to help him push forward. On his global agenda, but I want you to take note that he started to mock God here. He said that story's all made up because Yuval is a homosexual. And folks, I'm telling you, this man, if you look at his eyes, the Bible says that the eyes are the window to the soul. He is an evil, wicked, wicked man. In the video I just played, the audio you just heard, he begins to mock God because he's a sodomite. And folks, I'll tell you what, he said it's all made up. But if you look at the history of man, how far does that go? We understand that there will be retribution from heaven. There's Sodom and Gomorrah, who was set forth as an example to them that should have to live ungodly. And you can find that in Jude 1:7. But he wants you to believe that it's just all made up. And then he starts to call himself a scientist. He wants you to believe that there's no such thing as a big man in the sky telling you that God condemns two men and two women loving on each other. Common sense tells you that. Your children who are the fruit of a consummation between a man and a woman will tell you they have a mommy and a daddy. Little you all here, he wants you to believe that that man up in the sky, he doesn't exist. Then he turns around in his confusion and in his hatred, tries to tell you that he's a scientist. Okay? Science is the study of creation, folks. Just so you all understand. And I'm here to tell you, too, what Scripture says clearly when it comes to people like this. You've all heard Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Listen to this. Most people don't go any further than that. Let's see it through the way that the author seen it through, in context. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You've all want me to believe there's no God. We can just do this the way we want to do things. Well, there's no reproduction between two men, you all. He's the one that said there is no God. I'm here to tell you, you all, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. That is the history that we know. Scripture tells us in 14:1 of Psalms, right after the fool that has said in his heart there is no God, what does the Bible identify them as? The Bible identifies those that say that there is no God, that they are corrupt, that they have done abominable works, is what Scripture tells us, folks. And when you look at Romans 1, starting in verse 18, what does it say? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're at war with God, a war they're going to lose, folks. The Bible tells us in 22, chapter 1 of Romans, verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image make like unto corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And then what? Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the unnatural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving them in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Now, most people say, well, who are you to judge? But wait a second, these scriptures are put in between, this is the meat put in between, the bread, per se, of judgment. He just said the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness in men. And I'm highlighting such one man right now who wants to set the narrative to do what? Well, I want you to see this, folks. He's the one that wants to set the narrative on a global basis, and I want you to hear what he has to say. And this is what the American people and people on a global basis are putting up with. They're allowing these sorts of devils, because the devil he is, John 8:44, Yuval Noah Harari is a devil. He is a wicked man. If you want to see, folks, history repeating itself, and you want to understand the spirit of wicked men in the time of Adolf Hitler and under the lights of Adolf Hitler, you look no further. You need not look, folks, than to Yuval Noah Harari. I guarantee you 99% of the people around him say to their master, Klaus Schwab, who says to his master, the devil himself, that man's a dangerous, dangerous man. Folks, he's beyond dangerous. I want you to watch this video. I want you to hear what he has to say. Because again, folks, you can't make up the wickedness that comes out of this devil's mouth. And again, don't get me wrong, he is the devil. You ready for this? Check out Yuval Noah Harari.
Because this is what convinces people to accept legitimate total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under the skin. What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is surveillance going under our skin. We now...
They're telling you what the next phase is, folks. These are the ones that are creating the crises. He just told you that.
A surveillance system established even in democratic countries which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Government wants to know not just where we go or who we meet, but above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure?
Folks, he's basically forecasting right now that they're going to put a chip in you, and that's where Yuval Noah Harari wants to go with this. This is Klaus Schwab's right-hand man. By the way, Klaus Schwab, Schwab is the one calling for the fourth generation. He's also the one that during the World Economic Forum in Novi there, he is the one that was responsible for being told by Donald Trump that he's doing a great job, just for the record, okay? But they're just pushing these incrementally on the people. But again, keep in mind what they're doing here, friends, is they're calling forth now to put a chip under your skin. Read Revelation 13, 17, and you'll understand, folks, that this is a big, big no-no. But the Lord said this is what was going to happen if the people stood down. So let's get back to Mr. Harari. Boy, oh boy, folks, I've seen sick men, but this is one of the sickest.
What is our medical condition? Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into God. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. I know that in recent years we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that they scientists are this small elite disconnected from the real people. I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, humans are now hackable animals.
Notice the mockery, and then he's starting to talk about how humans are hackable animals. Okay, this is the sort of people that are setting the narrative, Americans, just so you know.
The whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
He said that's all over, folks. That free will of yours, those that believe there's a God, notice his continuous mockery of Jesus Christ. And God, as he calls him, or the man in the sky. Isn't it interesting how he keeps mocking? That's what the devil always does. That's what they do, folks. They mock the Lord because they know that their judgment is nigh. These men think that they're having it their way, but do you realize they're deceived by the enemy? And I was going to play one more video for you, but I don't have time to do that. I'll do it for you tomorrow. Klaus Schwab, exposed by Billy Crone, as working in a fourth generation, a fourth Reich, because it failed under Adolf Hitler. I'll show you that tomorrow. Love you by what we do. And we'll talk.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.